Praise be to Allah, Alhamdulillah. This is a very blessed night, and it's Allah's karam and fadl, Allah's mercy and grace that we have been enabled to gather around and do an azeem, great ibadah. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Any amal that a person does, it is due to the fadl of Allah that a person does it. Without the grace of Allah, nobody can implement a deed. Whoever Allah Ta'ala gives His grace and mercy to and blessings, only He can pray salah. Whoever Allah Ta'ala bestows His blessings to, only He can come to the masjid. Whoever Allah Ta'ala gives His blessings to, only He can recite. And whoever Allah Ta'ala bestows His blessings and mercies on, only that person can do the dhikr of Allah. So this is the fadl of Allah. And with the fadl of Allah, Allah Ta'ala said, يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. That Allah Ta'ala says with regards to His fadl, that this يُؤْتِيهِ, Allah says, I give from my own preference, my own selection, the people who I prefer and I like, who I select from their appearance, their libas, their form, their faces, their bodies, their money, their wealth, their assets. No, I don't look at these things, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says, my preference and liking is different. Allah Ta'ala says that my preference is not these material things. Rather, my preference is that the thing that I like is the heart of a human being. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, He knows the hearts of the people. That these person or these people, they are good. And I want to give this person that reward and gift which is the best for me, the greatest thing for me. So the dhikr of Allah is given to that person. It comes into the destiny of that man or woman who Allah Ta'ala likes. And now we understand what does like mean, or who Allah Ta'ala prefers. Whether it's a person who in the world has got problems or issues, but Allah Ta'ala knows that his heart is good. And if he tries hard a little bit and controls himself a little bit, then he will become a nice person. Yeah, so these people Allah Ta'ala likes. يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is Allah Ta'ala says, whoever I like, select and prefer, I give to that person. And whoever Allah Ta'ala likes, then tell me, imagine how much respect that person will have who Allah Ta'ala likes. So if you get an amal, a deed from Allah Ta'ala's preference and liking, then you should make that practice regularly, and it will become a great deed, a great practice that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala starts to call that person His friend. In the world, he is known as the Awli Allah, the Wali Allah, is the friend of Allah. The Wali Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala said in it, ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ ذُو الْفَضْلِ الْعَظِيمِ. Allah Ta'ala says that I am the one who gives fadl. My grace, Allah says, my mercy. I am the one who bestows it to who I like. So great, great gift that a veil has been removed from my heads. Though not as the car hasn't brought us here. My vehicle hasn't brought me here. Some other person hasn't brought me here. Rather, it's Allah's karam that Allah has removed all the obstacles that were before me, all of the hurdles, and Allah has given us the tawfiq to do His dhikr. This is fadl. Allah Ta'ala Himself has removed the obstacles for us to reach here. Allah, we don't know, we don't like it maybe, we don't understand it, this action, this ibadah, but Allah has dragged us here to this majlis, to this gathering. When Allah Ta'ala brings somebody, then He seats that person down. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, I like this person, I like the heart of this person. Allah Ta'ala doesn't see, has he got torn clothes, old clothes, is he a poor man, has he got money, he's not rich, or he's sick. No, what does Allah Ta'ala look at? The heart of a person. Allah says, I like your heart. You've got a little bit of a desire there. Struggle a bit, make a bit of effort, and you become a very nice, polished person. So this is the night of azeem, azeem blessings. This is the azeem day to come, Jummah. And this is the night of Jummah. It's not a normal night. The ulama, the scholars, the commentators of the Qur'an, and it's narrated, matches with the narrations of the hadith. In one rawayah, narration, it states that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees 600,000 people from hellfire. Tell me, must be somebody doing a good deed on this night, and then obviously his name will come in that list. Yeah, so you're not lazy, you're not negligent, you're sitting here and you're doing a good deed. And Allah Ta'ala is making us do this action, and it's the action that He likes, He's brought us here. So one good piece of news we get, if Allah Ta'ala be merciful to us, that we can succeed and cross the peaks, the heights of the problems and the issues, and go into paradise and get freed from hellfire. So this is an azeem night, great night of Jummah, and to do ibadah in this night, to for Allah to allow us to sit down and do ibadah is a massive ni'mat of Allah. Special mercy of Allah. Allah's mercy is for us sitting here. We don't know, we are blind. We don't understand. Our situation is like, there's a person who's got a stomachache, an upset stomach, and then the taste buds go. You know when a person's got an upset stomach, you can give them the tasty food and you'll say, oh, it's bitter. For example, those who are healthy and they have got energy and you give them food, they'll say, oh, it's tasty, nice, delicious. But the sick person, his taste buds go. They desert him. So we are the same. We are ill. So the taste of the heart has gone. But those people, alhamdulillah, who are well and who are energetic and have full of vibrancy and energy, they know the taste of dhikr, they know the taste of the remembrance of Allah and the benefit. We don't know about the taste of ibadah. We say, oh, we're doing dhikr. But we should know the taste of this dhikr. I remember this event. Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullahi, you know, there was one Imam Malik, rahmatullahi, one is Abdul Malik, rahmatullahi. Everyone say, rahmatullahi, may Allah mercy, shower his grave with mercy. Because when you mention the wali of Allah, then Allah is pleased. And Allah is pleased where the walis of Allah are mentioned. And Allah Ta'ala then sends His rahmah to those gatherings where the walis of Allah are mentioned. The pious elders have said that where the walis of Allah are mentioned, Allah sends His mercies there and the du'as in that gathering are accepted. So this, when you hear about the wali of Allah and the awliya Allah, then listen carefully from the heart and have more love for the walis of Allah. Increase their love in your heart because they are the friends of Allah. They are the servants of Allah. So if we love them, then Allah will love us. If we love them, automatically Allah will love us. So this was Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar rahmatullahi, great wali of Allah, not from this day and age, from the age of Hazrat Hassan Basri rahmatullahi, many centuries ago. And he was a great and accomplished wali of Allah, although he was a slave. Allah does, as I said, doesn't look, is he black or is he white or is he poor? What's his nationality? Which country is he from? What was he before? Allah says, no problem. Allah says, what do I look at? I look at the heart of the person. Allah likes the good heart of a person. So he was a ghulam at that time. He was a servant, a slave. And the people in those days, imagine the ghulam, nothing to his name. But Allah liked him, Allah preferred him, Allah chose him, Allah selected him. And he was Abdul Malik. But Dinar came, the laqab from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the title. So, what happened was that, why was his name given that extra title, attachment of Dinar? There was an event. He was traveling on a boat, Hazrat Abdul Malik rahmatullahi. And obviously, when you're on a boat, then people charge you, isn't it, when you travel on the boat. So that boat was in the sea and everyone said, bring out your money, bring out your money. And everyone started to give money and the person came to him like the collector. He said, give me your money, your fare. He said, I've got no fare. I've got no money. He said, fakir, oh, he's poor, what's he? He said, get the money out. He said, I've got no money. He started hitting him. He beat him so much that Hazrat Abdul Malik fell unconscious after being beaten so much. Then after a while, when he became awake, he said, give me the fare, the fare. He said, I haven't got any money. Otherwise, I would have given it to you before. So the man said, okay, what I'll do now, I won't beat you. I'll throw you into the river, because you haven't paid. He said, give me a dinar. Otherwise, I'll throw you into the river. So he said, I'll throw you into the river. Then subhanAllah, Allah's mercy came, awakened. Then Allah Ta'ala tests for a while, but when people become disrespectful to his friend, to his wali, then Allah comes himself in front. Allah said this in the Quran, clear that, beware, don't challenge my friend. If you challenge my friend, then Allah says, you are challenging me. Allah says, I announce you are challenging me, you are fighting with me. Allah said on two sins that Allah says, then you are fighting with me, either interest, consuming interest, dealing with interest, or challenging and fighting the wali of Allah. Allah says, I'll give you a chance. Stop your banditry, your criminality. Stop trying to be a gangster. Don't fight with my wali. Allah says, I take you to the limit, but then otherwise I will take over. Allah says, I announce that you are fighting with me. Think, if Allah is then fighting with that wali, then can that other person be saved? Can the other person be saved? Who can fight with Allah? Who can challenge Allah? So whether we understand or not, that we should consider everyone around us as a wali of Allah, as pious. It's better that we think everyone around us is better than us and pious and a friend of Allah. Don't look at people's sins. Look at their good deeds. We look at sins first. We look at people's sins first. Oh, he's doing this, he's doing that, he's not doing this. Look at his good deeds. He was coming to the masjid, he was praying salah. We see his backbiting, or he's doing that. We say, oh, look at what he's doing there. You know, he said that the other day. See, everyone is a friend of Allah. Maybe Allah likes that person's heart. Maybe Allah will select that person tomorrow. That's it. End of story. So he was the friend of Allah, Abdul Malik, Ramadhan. And he didn't know. He thought he was a waste because there are no horns on the heads of the walis of Allah. They're in advance. So people nowadays disrespect walis of Allah, mock them, jest with them. They stay quiet. They don't say nothing because they don't have that capacity to seek revenge or take revenge. Rather, Allah Ta'ala, He takes hold of their affairs. There was a wali of Allah, somebody pestered him so much. And somebody said, Hazrat, this man pestered you so much, you don't give him a reply. He said, why do I need to give a reply? Allah, the one who's going to give a reply, will give the reply himself. I have no need to waste my time with this person. And the friend, he himself knows best, and he will give the reply himself. So, going back here, so you have to control our tongues and our words, and we should be careful. We cannot recognize who is the friend of Allah and who isn't the friend of Allah. We cannot recognize. Sometimes it happens that the wali is famous and everyone says, oh, he's a wali of Allah. So be very careful about that person. So this is the principle of Allah, that who Allah Ta'ala makes his friend, if somebody loves the friend of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala starts loving that person. And the person who serves the wali of Allah, then Allah also gives that person more. And if a person becomes an enemy of a wali of Allah, then Allah Ta'ala says, you are making the enmity with me, then I don't leave that person. So going back to this event, Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar was in the boat, he was beaten before, he didn't have the fear, he stayed quiet, maybe this man, he'll understand. Then he beat him again. He said, otherwise I'll throw you in the river. Then Allah's rahmah, it awakened. Then it, within a second, all of the fish that were in the river, they came up to the surface with a dinar in their mouth. This is, subhanAllah, is a great, it's not a story, it's not a folk tale. This is nothing. I can tell you more than this. Allah has the power. It's not our power. Allah Ta'ala is the one who will show that whatever we see around us in the world, what's not happening in the world. And we, for example, without the mother, the child is born. Without the father, the child is born. And for example, even if there's no mother or father, Allah Ta'ala has created the child as well. Allah Ta'ala says there's no principles or rules that Allah has to follow. Allah Ta'ala doesn't follow a system. Allah is Qadir, Mutalik, Omnipotent, the Creator, in charge. Inna Allah ala kulli shayin qadir. No doubt Allah is Qadir, all-powerful. He can do what He wants. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that ask for the biggest thing, even the most biggest thing you ask from Allah, it is small. We think, Allah, I've asked you for a big thing, but even that thing is a small thing. Because Allah ta'ala can give everything He wants to anybody at any time, but we don't ask. We don't ask. Allah ta'ala says that you don't need to ask me, I will give to you without you asking. We don't even raise our hands to ask from Allah, and Allah gives to us automatically. Allah ta'ala says, I give to everyone everywhere without the people seeking and asking. The Allah Ta'ala says you don't need to raise the hands, but Allah Ta'ala knows what is needed by the creation. So all of the fish came to the surface of the river, and they had the dinar in their mouth. He said, take the dinar. When he saw all the fish, he said, what's this? Then Hazrat took a dinar out of the mouth of one fish and said, here, this is the dinar you wanted, isn't it? The fare. Take it. When he became then obviously apparent that he's the wali of Allah, then you know people, their minds, they get lost, isn't it? That they saw Kiramat, a miracle, then everyone runs after him. Oh, please forgive me, please forgive me. I hit you. Oh, he's a wali of Allah. He's a wali of Allah, wali of Allah. Look. And then people, they, for example, get mad about that person, that he was hidden before. He was not apparent, not obvious, but when his karamat comes to the fore, when his miracle becomes dahir, Allah Ta'ala made it dahir and apparent, then they said, oh, such a great personality. His clothes are torn and he looks disheveled. He looks just like a normal person. What is this person? They say that he has got such a strong link with the Rabb Allah, subhanAllah. So when he saw this, then his gas was totally punctured, you could say, totally deflated. And then he saw, he jumped, and he saw that Hazrat Abdul Malik rahmatullah, he jumped onto the water and walked on his feet towards the bank of the river, because the heart, if you give it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you put Allah onto the heart, Allahu Akbar, then that person becomes ajeeb personality. The person who becomes Allah's friend, then everything in the universe is his. The whole universe and world becomes his. Subhanallah. Whichever he wants to go, whichever way he pays attention, other people pay attention to him. Not one. Thousands of walis of Allah. The history is the same. The facts are the same about their lives, that they assigned their lives and their hearts to Allah, and Allah elevated them. So the price tag is given to a person when he creates a connection with his Rabb, with his Lord. Now let's think, we are so foolish. We are so foolish that we waste our time, we waste our breaths. The Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is so great. He is the greatest, and He has allowed us a method to make a connection with Him. When we don't make the connection with Him, we run after things that are not even worth the taqa. And due to those things that aren't even worth the taqa, we break the connection with Allah. Life is full of challenges. When challenges and problems come, we break the link with Allah. Look how a person, how when he becomes a wali of Allah, a friend of Allah, just giving you an example, so much power a person has that he can start to walk on the surface of the water, and the water, it breaks to create a path, that he knows that this is the wali of Allah. How can I challenge this person? He's the servant of Allah. Why? Because all of creation recognizes the wali of Allah, that when he was traveling in the boat, all of the creation and the animals knew that this wali of Allah is sitting. The winds knew, the fish knew, the waves knew, the river knew, the sea knew, and everything knew. And only one person didn't recognize the wali of Allah. That was the human being who was beating him, and he didn't know that is this the wali of Allah or not. So then Allah Ta'ala announces, Allah Ta'ala shows. So my brothers, very important point, we shouldn't waste our time. Every second we should try to do actions through which we create and increase the love with Allah. And that is then when we've got a nice life, relaxing, smooth, easy life. And then we can say that we are living a nice life. Every second of our day, we should make friendship with our Rabb, with our Lord. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us actions to create the friendship with Him. He's given us amal. You keep on doing this amal and I will make you my friend. And Allah Ta'ala has also told us the source of His displeasure, that if you do these actions, and I'll be displeased with you and I will never be your friend. So Allah Ta'ala says that you'll be then worse than a normal person. You'll be like the donkey and the dogs. And after you die, you will be thrown into the hellfire. If you don't live the life in accordance with the framework, Allah Ta'ala says, you're wasting such a great life. And coming to me, every second, every woman, man, sister, brother should be focused, practicing good actions that are pleasing Allah. We should do those actions that let us get close to our Lord. That from this action, my Rabb is happy with me. From this action, Allah is happy with me. Make a list. Take a list. No difference to your work of the world, you're running your shop, your business, your home, your family, but your focus is what? That this action, I want to do such an action that sometimes if I have to speak the truth or lie, so if you look at that time, you think, if I lie, Allah won't be happy with me. And if I speak the truth, Allah will be happy with me. And if Allah is displeased with me, then all my life I will earn nothing. I will gain nothing. There's no benefit of the life. But here I have to see that if I speak the truth, that maybe there's a loss here, temporarily, but the benefit is that I will become the wali of Allah, the friend of Allah, if I speak the truth. But shaitan says, no, 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 no. Nafs says, no, don't do this. You'll lose out. Because who wants to be a friend of Allah? We have no trust in Allah that He will give to us. We don't have any trust. We don't want to speak the truth. I swear by Allah, if the 10, 20 years, maybe we've got this, somebody's 60 years, take half out, sleeping, what's left in 60 years? 30 years, and take out of 30, take out 55 or 50, there's 20, isn't it? So if you're 60 years old or 55 years old or 50 years old, half the life's sleeping, and out of that 20 of those years, the cold and the flu and the injections and lying down and sleeping and wasting time, isn't it? Life goes on, doesn't it? So there's only a small amount of years that are useful then in life physically. So this is the situation. That 10 years, can we not control ourselves physically? How hard is it? 10 years, you don't even know if 10 years pass so quickly. In 10 years, Ramadan comes, Hajj and Umrah, you can spend good days in good ways. So life is very short, temporary. Let's try, let's not waste time. Let's challenge our nafs. That am I using this time properly? Am I creating Allah's pleasure from this action or Allah's displeasure? This thing and that I'm about to do, will Allah be happy with me or will Allah be unhappy with me? It doesn't matter if the dunya is unhappy with me, I want my Allah to be happy with me. So Allah Ta'ala says that such a great rank and status I give to my wali. So when he took the dinar out of the fish, his mouth, then his name became famous. Even today in Bolton, many centuries have passed. Huh? Look at the status of the walis of Allah. Centuries have passed. You today are sitting and listening to his name. And his karama that Allah announced, Malik bin Dinar, we are remembering him today, alhamdulillah. And if you are saying his name and saying rahmatullah alayh, and you are doing dhikr and mentioning his name in this mahfil, in a great gathering on the night of Jummah, I have total yaqeen of Allah's rahmah and mercy. That with that yaqeen, that Allah Ta'ala loves his friends, alhamdulillah. That rahmah will be showering down at this time. That you are remembering my friend, you are telling the event of my friend, and you are telling people, you will feel it in your heart. When you hear about the walis of Allah, don't you feel enjoyment? Don't you like it? Tell me. Why? Because he is the friend of Allah. He had a link with Allah. He was a ghulam. He was a servant. He was nothing physically in the world. But his name was Abdul Malik bin Dinar. Look, this is the man of Dinar. Oh, Malik bin Dinar. Rahmatullah. So, the point that I was making, the genuine point, or the topic of what I was saying related to this majlis and this gathering, is that once he stated something, now imagine how much experience he's got and how a wali of Allah he was and how he became. And what he became. And he said, Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar, rahmatullah, great statement of his, great statement, in which he said that amal, all the deeds that we have around us that we practice and Allah Ta'ala has given to us. But let me tell you one thing. Because he had experience, a lot of experience. And this word, this statement has reached to us today. So he said that let me tell you about amal and deeds. That all of the deeds that you practice, all of the amal that you practice, and the most excellent and best amal, which is the most enjoyable amal, is the dhikr of Allah, is the remembrance of Allah. Hazrat Abdul Malik bin Dinar Ramdari said that there's no more enjoyment in any action than the dhikr of Allah. There's no amal that has more enjoyment and taste and satisfaction and achievement. And he also stated that whether you enjoy it or not, I think this is the statement of Hazrat Thanwi, rahmatullah alayhi, very famous, and from his special students, and his statement Hazrat used to repeat. It was Hazrat, this was his teacher. So Hazrat, my Shaykh, he was a student of Hazrat Thanwi, rahmatullah. So he stated this to Hazrat, and Hazrat said this, and I wrote it on my heart. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you feel enjoyment or not, whether you have wudu or not, whether you enjoy it or not, but don't leave the dhikr of Allah. Don't leave it. And further, Hazrat said, don't leave the dhikr of Allah, and it definitely will give benefit. Definitely, 100%. Sometimes I says, what's this? Knocking the beads, I'm not concentrating, my thoughts are going somewhere else. Never. Allah Ta'ala says, oh, we say, I can't feel enjoyment, the satisfaction, the taste. And Hazrat said that there can be no greater enjoyment gained in any action than the dhikr of Allah. So where do we make the decision? Let's listen here clearly. The in Jannah, in paradise, all of the gifts that will be attained by a person, all the rewards, think here, listen to what I'm saying. Imagine all of the rewards of paradise. And there, what will be the taste? For example, you know, you have a golden wonder. So you have the golden delicious apples, or the red apples, and cherry apples, and we have mangoes. You go to India, Pakistan, you eat mangoes. Nice taste, beautiful taste. But the apple of paradise, now I'm saying apple, but Allah knows what kind of apple it will be in paradise. When you eat it, that taste, you cannot even reach to imagining the taste of the apple in paradise. And Allah says, why? Because I've kept its name as apple. Why? So that it doesn't come into your knowledge and understanding about this fruit. Allah Ta'ala says, I haven't made your brain that it can absorb the meaning of this fruit of paradise. We cannot understand the meaning of paradise. What is paradise? What is Jannah? We can't understand. We can't even think about it or imagine it. So imagine the taste of Jannah. Listen, those people who do dhikr of Allah. The greatest taste in paradise will be the dhikr of Allah. Moreover, more than all of the enjoyments and tastes of paradise. And the person who can't feel that taste, you know, someone says, oh, I don't get enjoyment. And he says, wallahi, I understood today. But why did Hazrat say this? Because he heard this from Hazrat Thanwi, rahmatullah. So why did my Shaykh Hazrat Sahib say this? I understood this today because he was Arif Billah. He said it for this reason, that today you do it, whether you have the taste or not, whether you enjoy it or not, but the benefit will come when? When you will go to paradise, and all of the ni'mas you will see, this will be the greatest enjoyable ni'mah, and it will not go to waste. Your dhikr will not go to waste. What a great action is the dhikr of Allah. Never should we leave it, okay? Don't leave it. Do dua that Allah, so many amal you like, give us the tawfiq to practice them. But one secret you have unraveled and told us, there's one amal you really like, and that is your dhikr. Please Allah, don't make us negligent of your dhikr. Please. Please don't make us lazy from doing dhikr wala. Please teach us your dhikr. Please give us the nisbat and connection with dhikr and the love for dhikr. Allow us to sit down to do dhikr, go to the majlis of dhikr. And this is Allah Ta'ala's fadl. Ask Allah. Ask Allah. That Allah, it's not in my control. Allah Ta'ala, He is the one who gives you the feeling, the emotion, the distress, the enjoyment. Allah gives us a bit of energy and a desire, and Allah pulls us to the gathering. This is my experience. Just half an hour ago, I was lying down in my bed. I had fever, temperature. I was sweating. I'm telling you the truth. I was sweating with the fever, the temperature. I could not even think that I would come here and do dhikr with you today. Wallahi, I tell you. I could not imagine that I would come today and do dhikr with you in this majlis today. I couldn't even think that my body had no energy. I was sweating, I had fever, high temperature from 2 days. I'm ill. I'm just telling you, trying to explain that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person asks to Allah, calls out to Allah, turns to Allah, and I'm sat here now fresh in front of you, alhamdulillah. And what happens after I go back, Allah knows best, that will happen. But at the moment, the family stopped me and said, what are you doing? This will happen. You're not well. And my voice is gone, is broken. I said, doesn't matter what happens. Just put the blanket around me and I came out. That's it. For listening to what the walis of Allah had said before. So what I'm trying to say, that the person who focuses on Allah, pays attention to Allah, says, Allah, please let me do this. And I can't do this. Or can we do this? We can't do anything unless Allah permits. And if Allah Ta'ala wants somebody to do something, then Allah will give somebody the life when the person's dead. And the deceased will come to life. So it's our niyyah that's not correct. The niyyah. When we feel we're lazy, negligent, lazy to go to the dhikr majlis, what should we do? What should we do? Straight away, say, Allah, I know my hands have come up, Allah, my hands have raised. Allah, give me your karam. Allah, let me go. Let me do your dhikr. Let me remember you. Allah Ta'ala, this is His system, that He listens to the request, and Allah will make you fine, and He'll let you do that action. But we don't want to ask. For example, let's say you got an interview tomorrow. All night long you'll toss and turn. Allah, Hazrat Sahab, is there something I can recite? Because I've got an interview tomorrow, job interview, I need to get the job. Or I've got a test, I've got driving test tomorrow. 3 weeks before, they'll say, Hazrat, tell us a wazifa. Hazrat, do dua for me, I've got a driving test. How many weeks before? But this, those who are value with the dhikr of Allah, and they do dua for the dhikr of Allah. Allah, take me to the dhikr. Allah, what's snow? What's the cold? What's the ice? What's illness? Allah, you can do everything. Everything's in your control. Allah, pick me up. Take me to that majlis. I want to go. Allah will say, fine, go. I will seat you there in that gathering. I will take you there. So my brothers, dhikr of Allah is a great, great, great deed, a massive action. This is the words of the hadith, this world and the hereafter. Rather, the hadith, the words of the hadith, I will speak in the words of my Hazrat, subhanallah. And I told you this, that where Hazrat explained that the dunya and the akhirah, the world and the hereafter. My Hazrat said that, remember this, that the dhikr of Allah, do it. Remember Allah, your world, your life here in the dunya will become nice and in order, and your hereafter will be made. And these are the words that we hear from the hadith. Not just your dunya, but you're doing it for, not just for akhirah, your world will become easy as well, your life in this world, due to the dhikr of Allah. In the hadith is stated that the dhakir, the people who do the dhikr of Allah, who remember Allah, who have love in their hearts for Allah Ta'ala's dhikr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on their faces puts such a beautiful light and nur. And you can have experience of this. Go anywhere in the world. Oh, and you, someone does dhikr there, and you said, you, do you have a link with this person? With this sheikh? Are you from this place? The dhakir, he recognizes the other dhakir. What is the nur on the face that person recognizes? There's a light that comes on the face. And that dhakir is recognized. So much brightness comes in his life's face. Like you've seen, you know, you have that when there's a clash of two people common, then they recognize each other. In the same way, the dhakir, the nur of the dhakir invites the other person. That nur, we can't see it. But the hadith is haq. The hadith, the words of Rasulullah are haq. The Quran is haq. And the kalamat of Rasulullah are haq that he has stated. So totally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the world, the person who does the dhikr, the man and the woman, there's a light, a nur that is given, bestowed by Allah on the face of the dhakir. Allah Ta'ala says, I'll give a light. And when they will come in the akhirah, then what will happen?
The Allah Ta'ala says there will be darkness, but there will be light on the face of the dhakirin. And they will be recognized by their nur, by the light, that these are the dhakirin. From the grave, on the day of Hashr, on the plain of Hashr, wherever the dhakirin will go. Allah Ta'ala says that all of the light and the nur of the dhakirin will be with them. On the bridge of Sirat, on the right, on the left, in front, behind, light upon light surrounding the dhakir. Why? Is this a small thing? Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel. To recite this, is this a small thing? La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minadh dhalimin. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. Are these small words? La ilaha illallah. Are these small words, small sentences, small phrases? We don't realize. Subhanallah wa bihamdi. Subhanallah al-azim. What is the value? All their lives, the people who have recited this morning and night, will nur not come into their hearts? Into their lives? Will there not be sukoon in their hearts? That this is all being collected and gathered, my friends, is not being wasted. Allah Ta'ala's kalamat, the nur of the verses of Allah, there's so much nur that the heavens and the earth cannot absorb. Allah Ta'ala has made it so great and so much power. And Allah Ta'ala says only the heart can absorb the name of Allah. Only the heart. Otherwise, subhanallah, one subhanallah, we cannot imagine the power and the energy of subhanallah. We cannot imagine. We say with easy, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah walhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. We say so easy, Allahu akbar. Look at this kalimat. The narration, the heavens and the earth, they shake when these kalimats are recited. But today, so much ease, Allah has made us out of this way that we don't have the recognition and the appreciation of these kalimats. But the person, when he passes away, after he dies, when he's recited those kalimats during his life, the nur will come into his life after death. There's a small hadith on the day of Hashr, when all of the people of lived will rise, the Anbiya, the Prophets, the Salihin, the Abideen. At that maqam, Allah will put out a special seat and the member of Yaqut and jewels and pearls. And they will be there on the day of Hashr, and Allah will seat down a group of people, a nation, and then their faces will be shining more than the moon on the 14th night. And they will sparkle and glow, and people will say, Allah, are these people prophets? Allah, imagine the status of a prophet, the greatest from the human beings. And the people say, Allah, these anbiya, are they prophets? Are they the shuhada? What are these people? What did they do? Then Allah will give the answer, subhanallah. Allah will say that these are those people who used to gather in one place and sit down and do my dhikr and remember me. Allah will say this. So this nur, the person has come, he is brought from the world. I haven't given it to him now, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah says it's become obvious and apparent now. Did you not see on their faces in the dunya and in their lives? And did you not know while you were doing dhikr in the world that nur will come into your hereafter? Allah says, didn't I tell you? You earned this in the world and now this is your reward for the hereafter. Allah says, now you're getting the reward of paradise. You've got light and nur and rays coming from you, emitting from you. This is the reward. So will we do dhikr of Allah? Yes, we should do dhikr. We should do dhikr as much as we can. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq, because life is short. We can't do amal. We long ibadat and worship. People say, do this many thousand, recite this many Quran, do hajj and umrah. How can a person, we have a busy life, hectic lifestyles, very busy in the dunya. So dhikr of Allah, take this ibadah. Take dhikr of Allah and do it regularly, and have love for the dhikr, and have love for the teacher who teaches the dhikr of Allah. Look, when you make friendship in the world, when you make friendship, have friends. And who should you make friends with? Those who will benefit you in the hereafter. Have friendship with them. So don't you feel like having a friend? He has a friend, you talk to him. Everyone feels like this. So here we should think the same. That friend, why should you make a friend who is not useful? Have such a friend who will travel with you till the hereafter. Oh, such a great point, isn't it? We should have a permanent friend. We keep on making friends, take his money, take this person's wealth, then complain and fighting and quarreling, and women, oh, this person, not my friend anymore. Make one friend, and make that person a friend who will travel with you through hereafter. Who's that? Very easy. Make a wali of Allah your friend. Make the wali of Allah your friend. In this dunya, your friendship will continue, and in the hereafter, your friendship will continue with the fadl of Allah. So make the friendship, and make the link and the connection. That's it. And have the nisbat. So your world will be prosperous and positive, and your akhirah will be prosperous, and you will be sociable as well. You keep on speaking as well with your friend. So may Allah Ta'ala not keep us empty handed. Let's make friendship with the wali of Allah, so you can learn to say the name of Allah, and you have love with Allah. When you have love for Allah, when you start doing dhikr and bring dhikr into your life, then alhamdulillah. There was a person sitting here, mashallah, I liked him, and I was praying salah, and he came to me and said, Hazrat, please tell me that how do you do the dhikr of the heart? ذَٰلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This is the point. So before I smiled, then I thought, smiled, maybe Allah Ta'ala sent me here for this individual who wants to learn dhikr. This is it, because the world is vast. There are many people that to learn the dhikr of Allah for one person, he is taking the treasures of the world. He will take the treasures of the world with him to the hereafter. Can anyone dare to say this? Allah, teach me the dhikr of Allah. If you want money, you'll come to me, give me 5,000, give me 100,000, give me 300,000. But does anyone have the courage today to come to me and say, please teach me dhikr of Allah, so I can remember Allah and love Allah? ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. This wealth only comes to that person who Allah Ta'ala wants to give it to. So I looked at him for a few minutes, that young boy. The young man, I looked at him, I've never seen him before. Who is this? Then suddenly the thought came in my heart, maybe I came from my bed to the masjid for this reason, that he wants to learn the dhikr of Allah, this child. So I said, yes, you want to do dhikr? He said, can you teach? I said, dhikr khafi. I said that this is how you do dhikr. You close your eyes. Then I explained to him, and he did that dhikr khafi 2 minutes. Then he prayed salah and went. Alhamdulillah. That's it. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُؤْتِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. So his life is made, and he is doing maraqabah now. Now he's taken the name of Allah. He's learned the name of Allah, and he has attained the objective of his life. He's attained the objective of his life. We don't even know what our objective is. What is life? Shop, eating, drinking, business. Is this our maqsad? But he knew what was his maqsad, and he asked for it within minutes. He had courage. And many people come and say, assalamu alaikum, talk about dunya, that he had courage and he had determination. He came forward, he looked at me first, that maybe I'll be displeased with him. He said, Hazrat, can you explain to me how to do dhikr of the heart? I said, which dhikr? He said, the dhikr of the heart, khafiya. I smiled and I looked at him. Then it clicked to me that maybe this is the man due to which Allah Ta'ala sent me here. That's the reason I've come here. Because we are the workers of the human beings. We are the khadims. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has made us the slaves and the servants. We are those who put your slippers on the head. This is our duty, to serve the makhluk, to love them, to put your shoes in their place, to serve you. And we haven't come here to take khidmat from people, to take your service. Rather, mashallah, you are the princes and you are the shahzads, and we are your workers. I am your worker. Alhamdulillah, totally. Allah Ta'ala selected you. You are good people, pious, and we are your servants. I am your servant. I'm made to serve you. Allah says, serve these people. Explain to them that what is the work of the servant? To help and to work for. So we are here, the servants, to pick up your shoes. You are, mashallah, the shazad. Azaz, I'll give zakat. Yes, I'll give it to you. Please, I'll give it to you. Definitely, I'll give it to you. Ask me. I said, maybe Allah Ta'ala has allowed me to come here. This is why I came here. So never think somebody is inferior. Allah Ta'ala knows best what maqam Allah wants to give to that person. Never think that a person is inferior or has no status. Allah Ta'ala knows best what he was going to learn, what he's going to do with it, that person. Allah Ta'ala doesn't love the faces or the appearances. Allah loves the hearts. So imagine his heart, he's thinking, I want to do dhikr. Dhikr takes place here. Imagine the love that's in his heart, depth ingrained, because he wanted to learn the dhikr of Allah. So brothers, let's recite Durood Sharif. May not just be that we keep on talking and we miss dhikr of Allah. So have courage, and inshallah we'll do the dhikr of Allah as much as we can.